This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Unity, let's have some unity. It's the DJB Show, 7 after the hour. Tuesday, August the 6th is upon us. Birthday of former President Obama and others. Happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Nice to have all of you on board with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and me to celebrate the day, the week, the month, the year. Always something to celebrate. I thought it was interesting that the president, why wouldn't he, urge unity versus racism in looking at what's gone on. I guess he had a bit of a direction faux pas at Toledo instead of
Dayton.
Dayton.
That's right. Hey, listen, it's easy to get lost in Ohio. Take it from me. I spent a lot of time there. All right, so men as shooters, men just men in general. What is there, Jennifer? When you look at the stats here, I was thinking this myself. It's interesting because you and I have a lot of synchronicity sometimes, thinking about a woman doing this and why men do it versus is it testosterone? Is it our society? But certainly, when it comes to shooting and aggression, there are certainly more men involved in the service, police officers, anybody that's in that line of work, more men. Is it just because men supposedly are bigger and stronger and tougher, more testosterone? Does testosterone lead to, was an imbalance of testosterone, does that lead to strange mental afflictions? One would wonder.
I don't know. This is a topic that's been close to my heart for a while, and it's what I believe is our societal problem, that we don't do a very good job raising strong men anymore, that so many of our resources, probably starting with me, with my generation, in people who went to school during the 1980s and 1990s, those girls received great benefit. And I'm grateful for that in becoming strong, independent women. But I think in doing that, we've really failed young men in our society, and I think they don't really know where their place is. And it's not very often that I agree with the governor of my home state of California, but our governor, Gavin Newsom, who came out yesterday talking about these shootings, said that when we have this conversation, we must take a look at gender. And I could not agree with him more. Now, I have a feeling that's probably where our similarities end, because he's looking at gender in reference to gun rules and regulations. I look at it more cultural and societal, because if you think about it, and we've talked about this, these shooters all look the same. They're all in their early 20s. They all have that faraway look. They're all isolated. They're usually white men. And many of them don't have the full family structure at home. They don't have a dad involved. I think the exception is the Dayton, Ohio shooter who did have a father involved. But in many of these cases, they don't. And I think it's really important that we start to look at that. If we're really serious about making changes, we need to stop with the dramatics and the theatrics, and we need to stop blaming Donald Trump and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who were all named by these shooters over the weekend. And we need to start thinking, okay, what can we do as a culture to make change? Because there are plenty of people who can play video games and who can function normally, and then there are people who can't. And I think we really have to get to the bottom of what's changing in our culture. And I think Gavin Newsom's right when he said we need to look at men. And I would take it a step further and say, if you think about all the mass shootings that we've had in this country in the last 7-8 years, there was only one female mass shooter, and that was the woman who shot up the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino, who was radicalized. Her name was Tashfeen Malik. She was the only of the mass shootings that we've had. It doesn't matter if you call it terrorism, domestic terrorism, hate crimes, whatever you call it. It could even be Chicago, that women are the mass shooters. So I think it's something that's really important for us. If we are really serious this time around about getting to the bottom of it.
Well, we say we're serious every time it happens, and nothing happens.
But how not to leave men behind? I mean, yeah. I think you can be a society that rallies behind strong women, but you can't leave little boys behind either. We have to do better at that.
Well, I'm watching my grandson, who's 4 and a half, excuse me, grow up. And the model is his mother, his father, his uncle, his grandfather. And he seems to have a lot of support. And Brendan and I were talking about this on the phone yesterday. If he were going to be messed up, he'd be messed up by now. That usually by the time you get to be 4 or 5 years old, you are the human being that you're going to be. Psychologically, you are adjusted or not. So there's another step here, Jennifer, that some people have avoided because it isn't, it's distasteful to think that we ought to use, maybe the word is profile, I don't know, understand the mental health of a human being, a student in school. Students have to have a physical exam when they're in school, at least around here they do. You have to have the school nurse, the school knows what your basic health needs are, what your basic health situation is, whether they're performed by the school doctor or, yeah, but there are ways of assessing youngsters who have physical ailments. We do not have that same, we do not exercise, we do not extend that same courtesy, if that's what it is, the same attention to mental health as we do physical health, which is a complete mistake. I don't know how they do it in other countries, frankly. I've not studied it, haven't read about it, but there are other countries that don't, that have people in situations like we've got here, and they don't have the kind of anger that we have here. They recognize it, do something. I don't know what they do. Yeah, we see the occasional outburst in Germany with skinheads, and once in a while we've had problems in France, and there's been shoot-ups in England, but they don't happen with regularity. It's the rarity there that makes, that brings them attention. Here, we've gotten numb to it. Because it happens, as what did you just say? There are more shoot 'em ups than there are days in the year. Did you say that, or Victoria? Some one of the two.
Yeah,
of you
that's the stat. That's
said that.
Yep. We've had more mass shootings than days
that
so far in 2019.
Nuts. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, and even more nuts. Texas now making it easier for people to get guns. They don't require an additional permit to carry long guns. The one that was used in El Paso was a long gun.
But you can have protect themselves, and that's the thing, is that it's not the gun that's pulling the trigger.
In churches?
Yeah. You know why this guy chose a Walmart? He put it in his manifesto. It was a gun-free zone. It was a place where he knew he'd be able to sit there for 6 minutes shooting off his gun before the cops took him down.
But I also think it is an issue. I mean, in these other countries we're just talking about where you don't see these kind of shootings, and it's because they all have really strict gun laws.
Yeah.
And,
or in Israel, where they actually defend themselves. I mean, you could say that there are many examples where there's much less violence than we have
Israel's
here.
Israel's different, though, because everyone has army training and it's required by law, so no, that's a different
women,
yeah, that's
men,
a totally different. I would take that one out of the argument.
And I also, I mean, we always talk about, okay, someone has anger issues and they could, you know, commit a crime with anything, but you don't see 9 people being killed in the span of 24 seconds with a knife. Like,
but you see people driving their cars into a crowd,
like,
you see
once
people
every,
setting
yeah,
up bombs.
That's happened once in the last like 4 years. We've had 200-something shootings this year.
The reason that there were only 9 people killed in Ohio is because the guy was stopped by someone with the gun. The problem is that we put guns into the wrong hands. Now, look, I am all for a system of background checks. I think we need to take mental illness very seriously when we're evaluating these types of things. I have no problem with common sense gun control, but I'll be damned, and there'll be a civil war. If I'm going to give up the gun, that may be the only thing that can protect me.
Well, no one's saying to give up a gun.
Not
going
to do
it. We're complaining about Texas making
it so easy. We're talking
about
assault rifles. We're not talking about your handgun.
So
I get an assault rifle. Honestly, I actually think they're the best ones to shoot. We've had this conversation before.
Where are you going to carry it? How are you going to have it accessible?
For sport. When I go out, I would take it with me to a range.
But how is that going to help you, though, if you're in Walmart? You can't have an assault rifle if you're just walking around trying to
protect. No, but I can take my handgun, and I can have a concealed carry, which they don't allow me to do in California. California's created a whole society of sitting ducks. I mean, it's amazing to me we don't have more of these things happening in California. Sadly,
I just don't think it's the right... I'm fine with you and anybody else who, you know, who wants to own a handgun, protect their home, property, whatever. I'm fine with that. The assault rifle thing, I just don't understand how anyone can make the argument argument that it belongs in a civilized society. I'm never going
to
understand that argument.
It's unfortunate that it gets
that belongs for the military and for police, and that's it.
Here's the story of
it. It's unfortunate because that's when politics start to ruin all these arguments or these conversations because people get so wrapped up around them. But I would say that no matter what, if you're going to have a gun in society, if you're saying, okay, it's fine to have these other kind of guns, they modify them. That's what the guy in Dayton did. He didn't have a legal magazine. Those were not legal. He did not acquire the magazines legally. He acquired the gun legally,
right,
but he modified the gun.
We can have these arguments from now until the end of time. If we don't do something about this, it will destroy our country.
Yes.
There's just too damn much of this crap going on, whether people are angry about whatever it is, but we better get a handle on it, and we better do it fast before the good people like my grandson and others who are what this subhuman did has no reason for living. It's beyond, it really is, it's beyond acceptability. It's not even a strong enough word. I saw the story about a grandmother, and this is where we are falling down in part, because it's up to the family, the unit, that's being destroyed by men just going around and screwing whatever is available. You can tell by listening to me.
Yeah, women marry
the
government and men leave. That's what
right.
they do.
So here's this grandmother, not the mother, but the grandmother, who recognized that her grandson, William Williams, 19, was a problem. She took her grandson to a hospital after he made threats. Lives in Lubbock, Texas, told his grandmother that he wanted to shoot up a local hotel and then commit suicide. She put him in the car and she brought him to the hospital. And so this happened a week or so ago. And now is coming to light. He purchased this kid bought at 19 an AK-47, and apparently his mother didn't notice or pay attention to whatever was going on with him, but the grandmother did. And so here's a tragedy that's averted. You look at a picture of this kid, he's an angry, snotty kid. You can tell by looking at him. And it's again the picture that we talk about all the time with these angry kids. These boys that are 19, 20, 21 years old, what the hell they have to be so angry about, other than who knows how much time they spent with the violent video games. But there's another one. You want to destroy society? Keep buying those things and letting your kids play with them. So anyway,
you know, I think that's actually, first of all, that's a great story, and I hope that maybe now there's going to be a cultural shift where people are paying more attention to their kids and grandkids and really wanting to know what their daily lives are like. But you know, it's interesting if you want to profile it and break it down. You can't just say that all these young white guys are shooting up places because they don't have a father. Because historically, the African-American community is the community that doesn't have fathers.
Look at Chicago, Victoria.
I'm talking about mass shootings, though. That's gang violence.
More people
That's different.
Died. More, it's not, though. More people died in Chicago this weekend than died in mass shootings. It's
I get that,
thing.
But what I know, but what I'm saying is that's a different cultural shift. The other major difference is that I don't think you can just blame that these white kids don't have fathers, but historically, white kids play video games a lot more than black kids do. There are a lot of other things that are factors, and it's apples and oranges in a sense. Violence, yes, but there's a difference for the reason of the violence happening in Chicago.
We just accept
gang violence.
You know what's so irresponsible is we accept Chicago because we don't have to see it. Because we go, it's a neighborhood we can avoid, and we're shook to our core when it's a Walmart because it might affect us. But that's a bad way to look at it because there are still Americans who are dying in double digits.
I'm not looking at Chicago. I'm just saying they're different things.
Every single weekend. And it's,
I know
I'm
that.
Not just saying it's you.
D.C., Maryland, I lived in New York for 15 years. It's the same thing. I mean, I get it. I'm not separating that out. I think that there are cultural differences, though.
21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of Ariana Grande coming about 24 after the hour this Tuesday morning on the DJV program. We have a focus on her being on a television show, the new season of Jim Carrey's Showtime hit. It's called Kidding. The second season premiering in November stars Carrey as an offbeat children's television host. Mr. Pickles is his name, kind of after Mr. Rogers, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Have either of you seen this?
Yeah,
no,
I've watched this show. Yeah,
and?
It's very, very good. Very
is
good.
It, is Jim it a Mr. Rogers kind of
Oh, it's
thing?
Dark, though, because he's Mr. Pickles, but then, and he's married and he has a young son. The son gets killed in a car accident, and so he's kind of dealing, and he wants to talk about it on the show so other kids who've lost family members can learn how to grieve. But his father, played by Frank Langella, who's brilliant, he's the producer of the show and kind of forces him to keep it all upbeat and not real and authentic. And so that's kind of like where his clash comes in.
Sounds like
it's
real
really good.
TV.
Yeah, it's really good,
way.
Though.
So Ariana Grande, no stranger to the acting world. She got her start on Nickelodeon shows like Victorious and iCarly. Acted in Broadway musicals since the age of 13. In this show, Kidding, she'll be joining Carrie's character for some songs. In a post on Instagram, she called filming Kidding, quote, the most special experience of my life. She's idolized and adored Jim Carrey, she said, since she was a youngster. And then Carrey returned the praise, saying, quote, thank you, Ariana, for visiting our weird little Kidding world. What a lovely and buoyant experience it was to have you there. Ariana just releasing a new song, by the way, with the R&B duo Social House called Boyfriend. Last month, she was nominated for a whopping 10 Video Musical Awards. So she's still very prominent, for sure, in the musical world. I wonder, is she being considered to perform at the Super Bowl next February, the halftime show? Already into that. Can you imagine? We're just starting the exhibition season.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of August, and we're already thinking about half a year away, because that's what it is. February is half a year away, but the time seems to go quickly for all of us, doesn't it? And so now the discussions have started, in fact, as to who might perform on the halftime show. So there's a list that's been compiled, potential performers, and the Billboard magazine's conducting a fan vote. Who do you want to see do the halftime show? Since Ed Sheeran's Divide Tour is now the highest grossing tour of all time, wouldn't be far-fetched to assume that most Americans would like to have him do it. He hasn't done anything like this, has he? Ed Sheeran?
Well, he certainly has played. He's sold out stadiums around the world, so yeah, he could definitely do
it. Well, but this brings
sure
in a younger audience, right? Football normally is an older audience, but this...
I think he has music that everyone could enjoy, but I also always think of the Super Bowl as being like a really big performance, and he's known for just being on stage by himself with a guitar.
Yeah.
So I think he would have to, obviously he's not going to dance on stage, so he'd have to bring a lot of people out or have a bunch of guest stars to make it exciting enough.
Yeah. So the aforementioned Ariana Grande, who could be.
She could do it.
Folks at Billboard say she could hold down a halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
Big voice, lots of hits. And has she ever been approached? Anybody know that she's been approached?
Don't know.
In the past?
The NFL keeps that really kind of close to the vest, so we never really know in advance who's the favorite or who they're really going after.
Right. Who's on the list here this year? Cardi B, Taylor Swift, Garth Brooks, Pink, Janet Jackson, Metallica, Rihanna, Queen, and Adam Lambert, Kanye West, Ed Sheeran, the Chainsmokers, Miley Cyrus, Ariana, Justin Bieber. I'd like to see, frankly, the Queen act.
I actually have a weird feeling that it is going to be Queen and Adam Lambert, because we're going to see them tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. Yeah, I can't wait. But every city that they've been in, they've brought out the local, whatever the local NFL team is, they've brought their cheerleaders on stage to do Fat Bottom Girls. I have a weird feeling, and Queen, this is their 50th anniversary year. They just got named to play at Global Citizen.
Makes good sense. That
it makes sense.
Yep. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's
our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China is saying it's no longer purchasing any U.S. agricultural products because of the escalating trade war. A Chinese Ministry of Commerce spokesman saying it's because of President Trump's plans to impose yet more tariffs on Chinese goods on the 1st of September. China's been one of the largest buyers of U.S. foreign products. It's likely to send Wall Street tumbling again a day after its worst showing this year. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky with yesterday's closing numbers.
The Dow down 767 points, almost 3%. The Nasdaq down 278 points.
A lawsuit filed yesterday shows hundreds of former Boy Scouts have just come forward in recent months to say they were molested, and it lists 350 alleged abusers from nearly every state not previously identified by the Scouts.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
August 6th, the good day. Whoops, no, it isn't either. After 30 years of saying it's a good day program, I still have that ingrained in my mind. It's etched in the cerebellum region of my mind, being the cerebral cortexical guy that I am. Got all of that, ladies? You're all set now? You got my brain all mapped out? You think you know how I think, right? You think you know what's going on in my mind. You think you know what's happening in my brain, right? Don't the two of you think? It's Victoria Keelan Karashani.
I think we're usually pretty right.
I think we try to avoid thinking about what's going on in your brain. I don't really want to know.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How about that? The country has a number of business things to focus on. But first, let's take a trip. Let's go on a bus and leave the driving to us. Remember the old Greyhound slogan? You probably aren't. You're probably neither.
I've never been on a Greyhound bus.
That was the slogan.
You're lucky.
Greyhound was the standard, and the buses used to be pristine. They used to be clean, spotless, Kara. You could take a bus, and most people enjoyed taking the bus. It was fun to take the bus. from.
I don't think I've ever taken a Greyhound bus and gotten somewhere within an hour or two of when I was supposed to. They're
true. I have a lot of friends who commute. Yeah, I have friends who commute from North Jersey into the city, and it's always late
or broken down. Crazy. Well, they got a lot of new buses now, and so anyway, there are some regional bus companies that are very good. I know there are three or four. I used to be in the bus business, so I made it my business to know who was running good companies and modeled what I was doing after them. One of the competitors I had here, and actually company ended up buying the bus company that I had, was Peter Pan. They are known around New England, actually the Northeast Corridor. They travel all around New England, New York, Pennsylvania, Washington, et cetera, et cetera. So this lady can't afford a ticket. So tell us the story of how she got from point A to point B.
Well, it's not that she couldn't afford a ticket. There's the bus driver. This is a Peter Pan bus driver. She is now facing charges that she locked one of the passengers in the luggage compartment on the bottom of the bus. And so the Connecticut State Police, Yeah, the driver did.
Oh, I didn't hear that part of the story. Yeah, okay,
yeah. So the driver is a 49-year-old woman named Wendy Alberti. She is from New Jersey. She, actually, no, that's not the driver's name. Sorry, that's the woman who called the police saying that she called from the compartment. She was in the luggage compartment. She called the police, and they're driving from Wilmington, Delaware, up to Boston. They're in Connecticut on Interstate 84 East, and she called the police and said that she had been locked into the luggage compartment. She was trying to get something from her bag, and so I think that this is an instance where the driver was running late and didn't realize that the woman was still under there. So I don't know that this woman's going to – I don't think she deserves to go to jail for this. No. However, it is kind of a funny story. You know, when you think about, like, you're trapped down in the luggage compartment, that's a bumpy ride, I bet, and probably doesn't smell great either with all the exhaust and everything. Yeah. So, but no one was harmed, and so eventually the police pulled the bus over and found the woman in the luggage compartment. So
imagine the driver says, why are you pulling me over? Buses are governed so they can't go over 74 miles an hour, so they never get stopped for speeding. So, you know, what do you do? The taillight's not out. These are all brand. They keep a very new fleet.
Yeah.
So what's, you know.
Peter Pan Company said that the driver has been with the company for 9 years, that she was in very good standing, and she's obviously been suspended right now while the Connecticut State Police investigate. But, just be careful, because you never know. You know, I always kind of think it's kind of a big responsibility. The bus driver has to help load luggage underneath the bus, to keep track of everybody, take tickets. Yeah. It's a lot to do for one person. Mm.
Well, maybe she should aspire to be a pilot. So the work's not so hard. As a matter of fact, the work is pretty easy, enough so that you can have a couple of schluckies before you take off and no one will be the wiser. So a couple of United pilots thought, and they're in they'll never fly again, it ought to be the case. It just makes you wonder, every once in a while we hear these stories about pilots who show up for work drunk. And so what's the deal? They have so much. They travel a lot. They get to the city. They spend 7 or 8 hours in the cockpit, and then they have mandatory 8 hours off. So they go to the hotel. They can't go to sleep. They drink. Get up the next morning. Get back into the airport to fly a plane someplace else. And so what happens in the medium in the interim? Sometimes they party it up a little bit too much. You'd think they'd have enough common sense, though. I mean, I don't want to fly in a plane. They have no damn common sense. Why are you drinking at all if you're going to be on duty? That's the thing. It makes you wonder a little bit. All right, so that's that. Business news from Target announcing some huge news. If you like their fashion collaborations, 20 years of design partnership at Target, some of their most popular collaborations. Ladies, you're interested in Lily Pulitzer and some of these other...
Not necessarily Lily Pulitzer, but a lot of the collections, the reason that this is so big for women and who love fashion is because all these collections are really affordable. But in the past, they've sold out instantaneously. Mm-hmm. And if you're in any, if you're in Boston or any major city, there are, in, I remember I was at the, I think it was the Victoria Beckham launch a couple years ago, and I was the only one in the Target down here at the Jersey Shore. No one seemed to know that the sale was happening. But in New York and in Boston, the lines were wrapped around city blocks, and everything sold out. So it's really cool that they're going to bring this stuff back, because people will actually have a chance to maybe buy it this time.
There you go. Pre-order stuff comes out that you, there's a documentary as well as a book about what they're doing at Target called Target 20 Years of Design for All, How Target Revolutionized Accessible Design. And that's what you're talking about, popularly priced things. You can order the book now, and you can order the, go online, I guess, right, and order in September or any of these things. So how do you buy this stuff online and not know whether it'll fit you or not?
No, you kind of have to guess. And they have size charts. A lot of people just buy as much as they can, and they, and whatever they don't want, you can return to the store, or they sell it on eBay for three times the price.
Great. Mm-hmm. America. What a country.
Yeah. Capitalism.
Capitalism. Hooray. Speaking of that, the stock market sunk yesterday to a fairly well, but don't worry. Yeah, okay. Beijing is a currency manipulator. They're not our friends. They're rattling some of the investors who haven't got the common sense they were born with. So they sell. And, you know, my in my experience with buying and selling stocks, which isn't, I'm not a stock person by any, certainly these days I'm not, but when I did have discretionary money and spend it or invested in stuff like this, I never felt like I was really getting inside, because they take care of all of the big houses. You're not going to be taken care of. You're going to get, you know, the dreck. So, but if you do have stuff in markets, leave it there. Nothing's, the only people who are selling this stuff, the news media never tells you this. The people who are selling are creating the market so they can make money. They create the worry. Okay, China's devaluing its currency. Oh my God, we better sell. And that's what becomes public on CNBC and Bloomberg and all these other places that talk about the markets incessantly. And it's all for the big traders. They force, they manipulate, they work. You think that even though China's got a lot of money, they don't have any deep roots. Their currency may be important to international trade, but it isn't the where, it's not the end all and be all. The dollar is and will continue to be for the foreseeable future. But because these people on Wall Street are such manipulators, they create the air around us. Oh, my God, we better sell. Well, they're not selling themselves, or maybe they are, because they're going to buy. When the market's down 700 points, you can be sure these guys are flooding back in to buy stuff at better value. So maybe it went down yesterday or today or the next day, but it'll go right back up again. And all of this stuff. So the U.S. has designated China as a currency manipulator. So, hello? That's something new?
They manipulate everything.
They manipulate all the, exactly.
They manipulate our food supply. They manipulate the quality
everything.
Of everything. Yeah.
Right. I mean, come on. Let's get some common sense here. God bless news media doing it. Have some common sense. Yeah, the news media is they create news shows. You want to know why there are more news stations? Because it's cheap, much cheaper to produce local news and stuff than it is to buy some of the syndicated product or have to pay to the big networks for the programming. It's cheaper. So you got all these people that have nothing better to do than drive around in a news van all day long. Yesterday, you thought that we had 87 people killed. A local bus ran into a telephone pole, and the pole snapped and fell on the bus. A couple of people were hurt. You'd think that a bus had crashed off the interstate, rolled over, and everybody on the bus was dead. That's how much coverage. A bus hits a telephone pole, and it became breaking news. It's nonsense. So don't let yourself fall into, especially when it comes to things like the stock market or money, don't fall into that trap. Just leave things. If you got a retirement account, leave it. Don't worry about it. It's not going to, your world's not going to change because of this. What I find interesting, though, and I say this with a chuckle, because it's interesting that it was Venezuela warning their citizens not to come to America because it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what chutzpah these people have. One thing that I think needs comment, and we're going to pause for a moment. This picture of these Galveston police officers carrying and putting a leash on a black guy. Did you see that?
Oh,
there were
two
Galveston cops who were, they arrested, both of them were white. They arrested this black guy, and they led him down the street with a rope around him. Again, optics, morons, doing something. First of all, it ought not to be, nobody that I know of deserves that kind of treatment unless you're the guys that are shooting things up. So whatever this guy, I don't even know what he was arrested for. But he's handcuffed, and he's behind their horses, like it was a picture out of a movie that was made about what went on in America in 1840.
Criminal trespassing. That's what he's
criminal
arrested
trespass.
For. Like, okay. Really? I don't know. I feel like so many police officers think that it's also their job to perform the justice and to, you know, embarrass somebody. Your job is to arrest someone when they're committing a crime, and then we have judges and juries to figure out what their punishment should be, not the
police
officers.
Well, their egos just are, that's completely, everything is ruled by their egos.
Yeah. All right. It's a visualization.
It's horrible.
You don't want to necessarily have, but it's there, and so... Think about it for a moment. Let's think about something else for a moment or two. Let's think about how to clean up your teeth in just 5 minutes. You have stains on your teeth. You drink coffee. You drink wine. You drink tea. You smoke maybe. I hope you don't. But if you want to truly get the white back in your teeth, this is the most advanced whitening system, mostly because it's all natural. Developed by a dentist for his patients. Then he sold it to other dentists who... We're using it. They charge you $500-$700 to get your teeth whitened using this stuff. Now you can buy it for 1/10 of that and do it yourself. Why not? No, it takes 5 minutes, and then you look younger, you feel better, you are better. You're not extracting the enamel off your teeth, which is pretty much what all the other whiteners do, whether in toothpaste or whether those trays you stick in your mouth. No, they eat away. They take the stains away, but they eat away at the enamel. The Power Swabs way takes the stains off the enamel and keeps the enamel there to protect your teeth so you don't get cavities. So let's get at it, okay? Whiten up your teeth. Call 800-208-1797. A couple of different reasons to do this. Not only get whiter and brighter teeth, but you can, at that number, 800-208-1797, use the DJV code, buy it at half the retail price. So, you want whiter teeth? This is the fix. Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Lots of Fast and Furious music, a lot of attention on the Fast and Furious franchise. As a matter of fact, I think on one of the cable channels this week and last week, there's nothing but Fast and Furious movies to support the Hobbs and Shaw movie that's out now at the box office, which I think did, 88 million or something opening up this past weekend. I'm sure it'll do better than that.
Yeah, apparently it got the least amount of money of any Fast and Furious movie, but like 88 million is still,
is it really a Fast and Furious movie? I mean, it doesn't have the same,
it's a
spin-off.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, to give, The Rock.
It's listed as Fast and Furious presents Hobbs
right.
and Shaw.
Yeah, right, exactly. I haven't been to the movies since April, so I am missing out on some of these that I normally might go to see. But anyway, as one understands what goes on in the movies, there are always the behind-the-scenes stories, Kara. And so apparently there is a clause when Jason Statham or The Rock
it's
or Vin
Statham.
Diesel.
Let's not beat Chuck.
Statham?
It's Statham, yeah.
Statham. What do
yeah.
I say?
Statham.
Statham.
You add an R in there.
Statham.
That's what Chucker likes to do.
Yeah.
He adds R's.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Chucker's not here today, so we can make fun of him. Anyway, or you can make fun of me. The bottom line here is that they all sign contractual agreements that require they never lose a fight. which I find fascinating. So
it seems weird.
It does.
And they all have it listed in slightly different ways. Jason Statham has it so the studio limits how badly he can get beaten up on screen. Vin Diesel has it so he has a limit on the number of punches he can take. And then Dwayne The Rock, I guess, has it so every fight he has to give as good as he gets. Like, he can never look like he's getting beaten up on screen. So I would like to see a movie with all three of them to see how it works. It's just going to be a tie between all three of them.
Right. I was chuckling. That's exactly what I was thinking, Kara, as well. How silly is all of that? Meanwhile, there's a new movie that Ben Affleck is in called The Way Back. Now, what's this about? I don't know that much about it. I like Affleck mostly. I like him in movies. I don't see all of his movies. I do see most of everything Matt Damon is in. I didn't want to see him as a Chinaman. But anyway, the essence of this Way Back movie, do we know, is this something that he and Matt are producing together? Because they do lots of work together. They're producing that TV show, City on a Hill. You knew that, right? The one that Jonathan Tucker plays the bad guy in. That Kevin Bacon is also a bad cop. And the idea came originally from Ben and Matt. And so I wonder whether that's part of it. They're prolific. They're always at it. They're always cooking up something, either for themselves or to put together for other people. So I don't know that much about this. Does anybody know anything about The Way Back?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it. I think the director also worked on the Justice League that Ben Affleck was on, which is probably how they met. But I haven't heard anything about this. I don't know if it's going to be released through Netflix or a bigger thing. I don't know. But apparently it was supposed to be released in October this year, and it's been pushed back to March. So
speaking of Netflix, they're the ones that produced Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, right? Isn't that a Netflix movie? They're going to do a mini-series, apparently, based on
it. I haven't heard that, but maybe.
Yeah. They're going to do a mini-series. I haven't. Anybody know anybody that's been to see the movie? Chucker, I think, went to see it. He liked it. But that his
I've actually heard. I don't know anyone personally, but on social media and Facebook friends I have, they've seen it, and people seem to like it a lot. Yeah, and I know Chuck really liked it, but that's, you know, expected.
Yeah, right.
He likes all kinds of violent stuff. But
right.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. I guess there are extended cuts, or like the movie is actually longer than what they released in theaters.
Oh,
and they're
going
to make a miniseries out of that, which might be a good idea for Netflix.
Yeah. The Matrix, one of the most groundbreaking movies of the last maybe 50 years. When you think about it, maybe since The Godfather, has there been anything that got people to talk more about a movie and a theme than The Matrix? My pal Uri Geller is always talking about it because they're always, the reference to Bending Spoons is in it, and he loves to take credit for that.
I just can't believe it's already been 20 years.
20 years.
It's going back to theaters. And it's a good time. Keanu Reeves is having a moment with the John Wick movies, and everybody's talking about Keanu Reeves all the time. So I might go see
it. It's so violent, though, those movies. I didn't want to see Matrix. Uri kept telling me I needed to go see it. I don't want to see it because too violent for me. And the John Wick movies, I actually don't think
The Matrix was that violent.
You don't?
It's like, it's a thriller, but I don't remember it. I don't remember feeling like, because I don't like violence either.
There's shooting, but there's a lot of dodging of the bullets.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's more, I think you actually would like it. It's kind of
really
cool.
Well, that's what Uri keeps telling me, too. All right, 59 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.